2019. As we conclude another year, as far as in our own way of thinking and our calendar year, I think it's good for us to remember some things of what took place. This is not a New Year's Eve sermon. It's a sermon God laid on my heart in my house, vacuuming the floor. I'm glad he still talks to you. Some of you men looked at me like I shouldn't be vacuuming. I helped my wife. I'm glad to help her. Amen. God can talk to you anywhere you at if you're willing to listen. Most of the time we ain't willing to listen. That's right. Acts chapter number 16 and verse number 33. Acts chapter number 16 and verse number 33. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was the day, the magistrate sent the sergeants, saying, "Let those men go." Let us pray. Father, I come to you weak and unworthy. I pray, God, that you'd help us this morning just for a little while. I pray, God, that your presence, Father, would help me. Father, there is nothing in me that's worth a dime, only that which you saved. There is no ability in this flesh to preach, but God, if you'll help me just for a little while, help me, God, I pray. Just come into me and just take over. I mean, God, I need you today. Lord, this congregation needs you. Lord, there's people lost here. There's people that need a touch, God, from you. Help us, Father, this morning, if you will, just for a little while. Help us to forget the world and what we've got to do tomorrow. It might not come. Help us, Father, to live in the moment that you've given us. Be with us in this service, and I'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I want to preach just for a little while, and God be my helper on remembering your chains. Remembering your chains. A very familiar scripture that we find here. Paul and Silas has been in the land and stirred up the people a little bit and made some people mad because it got in the pocketbooks. And they made mad the soothsayer, and they was making money off of demonic spirits and mediums. And they made some people mad because it got in their pocketbook. And bless God, they threw them in jail. And Paul and Silas is in jail now, and they think that I just happen to think that in my own mind that they may have maybe just a little pity party before they started singing praises to God. And that's just like you and I, ain't it? We'll have a pity party just for a little while, but then we'll get to thinking about what God really has done for us, and then we'll start rejoicing. Amen. I want to preach just for a little while on remembering your chains. Look with me. And verse number 24, and we find here, it says, "When having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks." First of all, they was in chains, literally in chains. Now, before God come and got you, every one of you was in a chains. I mean, you was bound by sin. You were bound by the fall and the sin of the first man. Adam and Eve, amen. That sin has followed the humankind over down through the generation. And before God come and got you, you were chained down to sin, amen. Whatever sin that was, I don't know. But he was chained. Some of you are still in chains today by sex and alcohol and drugs. Whatever it may be, there's chains on you. Some of us that have been saved should remember the chains a little while. I don't think you ought to dwell on them, but I think you ought to remember the chains a little bit, and because you remember what God done for you and you took them out. Amen. I mean, I'm glad that I remember the day when God released and loosed my chains. I was no longer longer bound to sin. And those are as far as the east is the west now. I'll have to answer for everything that I've done since then. But ever since that point up until that time, God forgot those sins. Amen. No longer do you have to be bound in chains this morning. Whatever's ailing you, hey, listen, you in the flesh, I ain't nothing but a man. Left up to myself, I'd be in a ditch or a whorehouse right now. That's right, ain't it? That's tough talk, I know. But hey, I'm a nothing and a nobody. Without God helping me, I'd still be in chains today and locked in and living like the hell itself, amen.
Right.
We should remember the chain. Paul and Silas was literally bound by chain. How is it with you this morning?
Yes.
What's a binding you?
Yes.
I mean, even Christian folk be bounded by some things. Yes. Devil does a pretty good job with your mind, don't he? Yes. He does me sometimes. He'll get all up in my mind, make me start to believe things that ain't really true. Ain't that right? Hey, that's right. I know it's right. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad that there was a day that I can recall way back when God removed the chains. Amen. And if you today do not have a time and a place where you know without a shadow of a doubt that God done something for you and released the chains, amen, you're lost. Amen.
And you need God.
It's as simplistic as that. I don't have any big words. I got an education from Western Kentucky University down in Bowling Green. But I tell you what, I just barely squeaked by. I don't know a lot today, but I know that there was a time and a place that God done a work, amen, and released the chains that were bound in me. I'm glad He done that for me, amen. Hallelujah. Nobody else could. I wasn't there the day Jesus died. I wasn't there. I wasn't on this earth when Jesus walked on this earth. But oh, I can tell you right now, brother, I was there when He saved me out of my soul. I was there when He done a work way down deep inside of me. I can attest and testify. It may be my last time, but I'd like to go on record and say He's sweet today. I'd like to go on record that He's true today. I'd like to go on record and say He's love today. I'd like to go on record that He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent, amen. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the rock of my salvation. He's my everything, amen. Woo! Remember the chain. I think you ought to remember the communion with God. Look at verse number 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. But more importantly, the God heard them. Because there was an earthquake just took place in verse number 26. You ever prayed and an earthquake happened, amen?
Yeah.
No, I ain't ever prayed and an earthquake happened. You ever prayed and God allowed us and made the sun to stand still? I hadn't done that yet. But oh, I prayed and communed with Him before, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that up there was a heavenly open line communication between my heart and heaven's world, amen. I can't describe that. I can't explain that. But I know there was a communion that took place after I got saved with Him, and if I get my heart right, I can still commune with Him, amen. I'm glad I served that kind of God, amen.
Yeah.
When my daddy was alive, I used to call him. I used to get on the phone with him and call him. I'd call him up, Brother Hyde, and say, "Hey, Daddy, how you doing?" And there was a conversation that took place, a communion between father and son. Well, that's sweet, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think? This is a whole lot better with you and the Lord, amen. You're a heavenly Father.
Yeah.
You know, when you just, when you get just right, when your heart gets just right, and you start talking to your Heavenly Father, there's something that goes on there that you can't explain, amen. But it's a peace that passes all understanding, amen. He's one that's sticking closer than a brother. I've never had a brother, amen. But bless God, He's my brother. He can be your brother today. Are you lost? Are you lost? Do you need God? You need to have a communion with Him. Now, I'm not talking about this communion up here we take. I'm talking about heart to heart. Amen. Yeah. We live in such a world where we've got so many things going on. It's clouding our mind. It's clouding our heart.
Yeah.
We need to shut up and listen. Hey, that's how God talks. He talks in a still, small voice. How in the world are you going to hear Him if you got everything going on? Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes I just go walking.
Yeah.
I live in the city, but you know what? You can still talk to Him in the city. You can still calm your mind.
Yeah.
I'm glad He can do that for you, ain't you? There's all things going on around here. I mean, there's all kinds of confusion. The devil's full of it, amen. He's got this world so confounded. Right's right, right's wrong, and wrong's right, amen. That's in the last days. That's what's going to be. What do we expect, amen? When's the last time you commune with the Lord? When? I mean, really, I'm not just talking, saying this little bedtime prayer. I'm talking about when you really commune with Him. Paul and Silas had to. They was in a bad way. They was locked up in prison. Somebody come there and lock you up in prison, I guarantee you, you'd be crying out to somebody, wouldn't you? Amen. Don't take a rocket science to figure that out. Bless God. Remember your chains. Remember the communion with God. Look at verse number 33. And He took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. That man, that fella that was over all them prisoners got scared, didn't he? Got scared and said, oh Lord, I'm about to lose. They're going to kill me. I've lost these prisoners. Hey, but Paul and Silas said, don't worry. We're all here. We're all here. Don't you worry about it. And he had compassion on. I think we ought to remember the compassion of God. Amen. Not just the communion of God, not just your change, but the compassion of God. Hey, man, I tell you right now, I went through a dark time. I lost one of my best friends. My daddy died in January. Hey, you said, well, that you're weak. Yeah, I know I'm weak. But he's my daddy. And that saddened my heart. I mean, brothers, I mean, it really saddened my heart that he left because he was my daddy. And God had compassion on me, brother. He helped me during that time. God in heaven, I'm glad that He's full of compassion. I'm glad we should remember the compassion. Hey, every one of you got dark times. Every one of you go through things that are bad. Hey, you need the compassion of God. You need to remember when God showed you compassion. He showed you compassion when He made you lost. If you never got lost, you never could get saved. He showed you compassion and just knocked on your heart. Said, hey, buddy, you need me. You need me.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all remember when He knocked on your heart and He said, you need me.
That's right. Holy Spirit.
John said you got to draw. The Holy Spirit has to draw. You remember when that compassion come on you and he had to say, I need you. You need me. You didn't find Him. He found you.
That's right.
Hey, sometimes the compassion, when you really need it, it's there, ain't it? I'm glad it's there. And it can be there every time.
Sure.
I'm about done. I'm trying to hurry. Remember your change. Remember your communion. Remember your compassion. Look at verse number 34. And when He had brought them into His house, He set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all His house. We need to remember the change.
Amen.
Oh, we need to remember where we was.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also remember where we brought us from and to. Amen. To. Hey, we're living here way below sovereignty. Amen. We're saved and going to heaven. Amen. Every one of you drove a car to get here. Amen. Probably every one of you dressed pretty good this morning. I know it may not be an Armani suit, but hey, it's something else, ain't it? It's something that God gave you. Amen. Hey, we ought to remember the change that God done inside of our heart that made us fit one day, Brother Hyde, to see His kingdom. Amen. Because we were nothing but Gentile dogs, amen. We were nothing and nobody, but God came and did a change in our heart. And I'm glad for the change, amen. Ain't you glad the change today? God in heaven help us. You remember that change? Some of you, I don't know where you got saved at, but I know where I did. It was just an old-fashioned tent revival in Greene County, Kentucky, in the middle of absolutely nowhere. I mean, my father-in-law at the time, he preached a message that I got saved under. It didn't really matter what the message was. It mattered what happened between me and God.
Yeah.
I was lost and knew I was lost. That change took place on the left side. Underneath that tent. I remember it like it was yesterday, amen. There's rocks and bugs and everything else. But you know, it didn't matter to me. I had to do business with God. Hey, listen, when you get just right and God gets on you just right, you ain't going to care who's around you. You're going to kick that pride off into hell where it belongs. You're going to run to Him, amen. Hey, I got to the place where I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do nothing. Why? Because God was a gripping me and said I needed Him. And He drawed me and draws me into the Word. And God took place inside of my heart of change. Brother Hanlon Miller used to say, probably still does, like 1,000 computers went to work on me, as a brother preached this morning. Are you really changed this morning? I don't care if you got your name on 50 church rows. It don't matter to me. Hey, it don't matter if you claim to be a preacher. It don't matter if you claim to be whatever. I'm talking about, has there been a change? Way down deep inside of you, you know that there's been a supernatural work between you and God. Has there been that change? Can you look back in your own life and say, yes, I know without a shadow of a doubt that there was a change that took place, bless God, and I never have been the same, Brother Hyde. Ain't you glad today there's been a change down in there? Woo, amen. Nobody likes silence, but I want you to just think about when you got saved, we're just going to be silent. Remember when God changed you right now. Oh, what a blessing, amen, to remember the change in God when God showed up, amen, and He did an everlasting work that'll be good for eternity, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Yes.
Remember your change. Remember the compassion. Remember the communion. Remember the change.
Yes, sir.
As we go into this next year, we ought to remember, I think we ought to remember the good and the bad time. We remember the bad time because we remember how good He was.
Amen.
Through them.
Yes.
He's the only one got you through them, by the way.
Amen.
There ain't nothing in your pitiful self that could do it. Bunch of no good for nothing sinners. The wicked is all get out even today. Left up, brother, mean you'd be in a bad way. Do you remember the change? Do you have one? Are you faking one? Are you faking one? I did. I faked it. I played in a gospel group for many years. Playing a gospel group. Do you hear what I said? Singing for the Lord. Playing an instrument. Playing drums for a group. Lost as lost could be.
Yeah.
Faking it. You might fool me. You might fool Brother Hyatt. You ain't going to fool God. How is it with you this morning? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt there's been a change? If you don't, there's a place up here somewhere where you can make an altar. You don't have to be here. I don't care if you come up here or not. You can pray in your seat for all I care. You can go outside and pray. I don't care. You can go in the Sunday school room and pray. I don't care. But you better pray somewhere. You'll bow on this side or the other side.
Amen.
You bow on the next. You bow on the other side. There ain't no hope for you. You will bow. You will bow when you face Him. You'll bow up there when you look Him in the eye. But there ain't going to be no mercy for you then. There's mercy and grace now. Unmerited favor. Unmerited favor! That means you didn't deserve it in Green County talk. You didn't deserve it. But God give it to you anyway. Brother Hyatt, you come. I'm done.